You're listening to Podcasting in Professional Services, where you'll hear stories and experiences from business show hosts about using a podcast to grow their firm. I'm your host, John Tyerman. Welcome to another episode of Podcasting in Professional Services. I'm joined today by Randy Crabtree, co-founder of TriMerit Specialty Tax, host of the Unique CPA podcast, a keynote speaker, and among the top 100 most influential people in accounting. Randy, welcome to the show.
John, thanks for having me. Looking forward to this.
Yeah, me too. So Randy, TriMerit, I'd love to talk to you a little bit about your business first to kind of set the stage. And so you provide best-in-class service to CPA firms and their clients in all aspects related to the R&D tax credits, which can be complex. So can you speak a little bit about the challenges that you solve for your clients?
Yeah, so basically it's the complexity. What you just said, we deal with R&D being one of the things, but we deal with about 8 different credits and incentives. And so, you know, being a specialty tax firm, the things that we work on are very intricate to the standpoint where most CPAs, most tax advisors just don't have, you know, the knowledge or the bandwidth to dig so deep into these sections of the tax code. But the service we provide brings so much tax saving opportunity to their clients that what we do is just go out and educate and share our knowledge with them and help equip them to identify opportunities within their client base that they can save money for their taxpayers. And then even if they're not going to have the knowledge to do the work, they can outsource it to us and we become a partner. And really, the tax advisor becomes the hero in this whole situation. We're just there to support them. So that's our goal through this business. We've been doing it 17 years now. We've had some pretty significant growth. And so it's been a fun ride.
So you're acting as a teaming partner of sorts to these CPAs to help them differentiate their offering.
Yeah, that was something. So when we started TriMerit, I came out of public accounting as a generalist. You know, I did everything, worked. I was a managing partner of a small firm. And when we started TriMerit, there was two options. One, we go directly to taxpayers and sell tax advice to them, tax services. And as the CPA, on my end, I'm thinking, okay, if somebody goes to my client and is trying to sell tax services to them when that's what I do, that's not a good relationship in my mind, how that would work. So we made the decision, let's go straight to the CPA firm. And I use CPA generically, tax advisor, CPA, EA. Let's go straight to the tax advisor because, one, that's one to many for us. You know, we educate them, they understand, they get comfortable with us. Now they've got, you know, 10 clients they can send us. And two, we build that strong relationship that we're working as a team rather than having somebody think we're working against them. And so that was from day one the decision we made and probably slowed. Well, we had pretty fast growth at the beginning, but slowed it a little bit just because the relationship building is, mm-hmm. you know, takes a long time to that get that comfort level. But, you know, in the long run, you know, I'll brag a second, the last 2 years we've been on the Inc. 5000 fastest growing privately held companies in the U.S. So in the long run, I think it was the right way to go.
Well, congratulations on making that list 2 years in a row. That's quite a feat. I'd like to shift gears a little bit. And for folks who maybe they're not familiar with your show, The Unique CPA, that podcast keeps you updated on changes in the accounting industry by bringing you expert stories and advice. So, Randy, what I'd love to do is kind of like start at the beginning. Why launch a podcast in the first place? Why that format?
That's a good question because it was never my idea. It was we had recently in 2019, maybe even in 18, grown to a point where we decided we needed a marketing team, which started out as one person. And that person, you know, after being there, it was probably nearly a year. She and Andy Lane, I think, or Nick Pantaleo, two of the people that are leaders in our company, you know, came to me and said, hey, just want to let you know, well, we're thinking of starting a podcast. I said, oh, that sounds great. And they said, and you're going to host it. I'm like, wait, what? I'm not hosting a podcast. I don't even know what you're talking about. How do I host a podcast? That's not my thing. And But that's how it came about. And once I started thinking about it, I'm like, you know what? I mean, what I do already is go out and talk all the time. I educate on different topics, and I love meeting new people. I love hearing stories. And so I went back to them, you know, a day or two later. I said, okay, yeah, let's do this, but I'm not going to talk tax credits and incentives. I don't want to record every episode talking about R&D tax credits. I mean, I love R&D tax credits, but nobody's going to want to listen to that. What I do like to learn about myself is just what's going on in the profession. What are the cool things that people are doing out there? How are they managing their firm? How are they managing growth? How are they, whatever it is, managing people, managing the, you know, employee shortage, all these things. And I thought, you know what, if we just talk about that, one, I'll learn so much that I'll have a great time, and hopefully my passion for learning will show through to others and they'll enjoy it too. So that's really where it came about. Someone else's idea, but I bought in pretty quick that this could be a fun ride.
I like that structure of talking about topics that are maybe they're tangential to the value that you provide through your services, but in doing so, you're providing an immense amount of value to your listeners who, you know, R&D tax credits are just one part of, you know, the work that they do or the value that they provide to clients. So I think that that's an interesting way of configuring a show to make all those consistent deposits into those relationships. Like you mentioned before, it is a relationship-driven business, and it takes time to build those relationships. So a podcast is a great way to do that.
It definitely has been. And the people that I've met over the last 4 years, almost four and a half now, and the relationships I've built in just as friendships, I mean, it's been crazy. I never would have expected. And honestly, what you mentioned at the beginning, that, you know, I was recently named one of the top 100 most influential people in accounting, you know, that never happens without the podcast. It wouldn't have been there. And so it's given me personally so many opportunities as well as the business.
And yeah, the timing of when you released your show was, you know, the stars kind of lined up, because just being in the podcasting industry, I know that according to Listen Notes, there was over a million new podcasts that launched in 2020 during the global pandemic. So you had a head start on that, and you kind of rode that wave a little bit. Can you talk about your experience launching the podcast in 2019, and then how did that play out during the pandemic?
Yeah, it was pretty cool, because it gave me, you know, I personally was on the road so much prior to the pandemic, because I'm out speaking at conferences and all this. And so it gave me at least a point where I could still be out having those conversations. And it really, I think, grew through that time. One of the very first episodes we did, you know, we're 2 months in. I think we launched October of 19. I think that's the case. So March of 19, obviously, was that 4 or 5 months later? We're probably, you know, 10, 15 episodes in. I decide, you know what? Let's do, because the accounting profession was affected. Everybody's affected by the pandemic, obviously. But the accounting and tax profession, everything Congress was doing to help support businesses and individuals through the pandemic went through the accounting firm. And so I did a special episode. I think we called it something like, you know, influential voices in accounting speak out on the pandemic. And so we went through, I think I had 8 different people on 8 different topics that I reached out to these people one day. And 2 days later, we were recording, and I did about 10, 12 minutes with each person. And that right there, that episode, I met 3 new people that I had never known before, and just reached out to, like one guy, Tom Hood, who was always, you know, probably one of the most well-known people in the industry. Yep. He responded to me immediately, said, yeah, Randy, let's do this. Let's record. And so from that standpoint, I think that helped, you know, really jumpstart us even more, and showed that we were not about, you know, selling anything on the podcast. We were about helping the profession, and that's what it's been all along. And so that episode sticks out to me as one of those, okay, this is really defined who we are, and we kept going from there.
I like that format of interviewing, you know, kind of like bang, 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 right? You know, you get to like a 10-minute clip here, and then a 10-minute clip here, and I found some success myself in structuring episodes where you do curate some of those clips. So that's really cool that you've played around with the format of your show, and you've been doing it for 4 years. And, you know, I think it's at the time of this recording, you have nearly 150 episodes published. You know, that's pretty impressive. So kudos to you.
We probably have about 30 more episodes recorded already too. And I've been addicted to recording a little too much, I think, but it's fun.
As a podcaster, it's easy to get addicted to recording. And, you know, I was actually going to ask you, just kind of like going behind the scenes, how do you approach recording episodes? Do you do it in batches? Do you do a few each week? Like, what's your approach in that regard?
So I'm not that organized with an approach at all, other than if I meet somebody new and I'm like, wow, that's cool, I just send them a link. Hey, schedule a recording, let's do it. And so, but what I do, if we look at batches, I'm personally busiest October 15th through the end of the year. I travel nonstop May 1st through the end of the year, but the majority of it starts after October 15th, which is a tax deadline, and after that there's more things. And so I don't record seldom during that period. So that's one reason I build up an inventory. I don't record during that time. But other than that, it's just, hey, here's the link, schedule, and let's record. And it does get me in trouble because sometimes I have like three in a day, but it is a lot of fun anyways.
Well, and those are valuable touch points in the relationships with people that you want to have relationships with. And it's an experience that stands out, right? I remember all of the podcasts that I was guests on that they reached out to me and said, hey, John, would love to have you on. So it's definitely unique in that sense.
Yeah, and just as an example, and this is pretty cool to me. So I go out and speak a lot. So I was speaking at a conference on mental health in the profession recently and was talking to somebody who was struggling, and people share with me often when I do this presentation. And I just received an email from her this morning saying, hey, after your presentation, I seeked help. I want to let you know I am 100% better now, which is great to hear. And I think I have a story I would love to share on the podcast. And so immediately sent her a link, and we're going to schedule a recording because of the knowledge she can now share with others that hopefully are put a positive impact on someone else's life.
That's an amazing story. And a podcast is a great medium to tell that story because I'm just going to step on my soapbox real quick. I believe that with the advent of artificial intelligence, I think that content out there is becoming just, it's a race to the middle in terms of content production. It's all regurgitated information. And so that's why I think podcasts are uniquely positioned to stand out, because it brings forth that human element that's really missing from all of this artificial generated content. What's your take on that?
When you said that, I'm thinking, okay, yeah, AI is just taking information that's already out there and spitting it back to us. And yeah. So if we're trying to get more information out of AI, it's information that exists already. At least this is how I look at it. And there, you can't beat that personal connection, that one-on-one time. I am a huge proponent of being vulnerable and sharing, you know, something that you've struggled through, because you never know who that's going to help and who's going to get, you know, some kind of positive impact from what your vulnerability shares. And AI can't be vulnerable. And so that personal one-on-one connection, I think, is so important.
Totally agree. Well, Randy, I know that I see that you have a LinkedIn showcase page dedicated to promoting the podcast. I think that is a great use of LinkedIn and social media, because it gives you a dedicated channel to promote the show and to talk about the show and to point people to. I'm just curious, what's been your experience promoting the show? What have you found to be effective in promoting your podcast?
It's so, when I mentioned earlier that the marketing team we, you know, started with, you know, 5 years ago now, we're now up to the original person. She's moved on and she's great, and I still keep in contact with her. But we've built a new team, and we have about seven people on our marketing team now. And one of the biggest things they do is market the podcast, market. We do a lot of webinars. We market that. And so from a standpoint of, you know, using the Unique CPA as a marketing tool, I think it's been invaluable. I think it's, and if I was just talking R&D tax credits or employee retention credit or renewable energy tax credits, it would do nothing. The fact that we're out there putting ourselves, you know, Trimerit is being marketed, the Unique CPA being marketed as a program or an entity that's out to better the profession. At least that's how I see it in my mind, and hopefully that comes across. And so from that standpoint, you know, the fact that we're, every episode is being marketed, every, you know, guest is being marketed, and they're getting more exposure out there, I think has been tremendous. So from a standpoint of marketing, I'm very spoiled because I used to market every podcast myself. I would promote it, and I got lazy now because the marketing team does such a good job. It's just been a huge aspect of getting the Trimerit name out there, even though, you know, it's not about Trimerit at all.
Totally. It's about helping the profession. And so we talked a little bit about AI and how it's all regurgitated information, but it is an easy way to generate text content, right? And what I've found is, actually where I've found a little bit of success is taking the transcript from a podcast episode and using that to help influence blog content. So you could take like the outline of your podcast episode, maybe the questions that you ask in an interview become your H2s. And then you take quotes from the transcript and you can even attribute those quotes to your podcast guest and voila, you have a blog post, right?
Right.
Are you doing anything like that with your marketing in terms of taking the podcast content and turning it into written content?
Turn it into written content. I think we get ideas from the podcast that we turn into written content. I mean, so much things when I write articles for, let's say, Accounting Today, or been writing a lot recently for the Minnesota Society of CPAs, those types of things. Always there's quotes from people on the podcast in those articles.
Good.
All the time. Because I learned so much. So that definitely we're able to do that. And, you know, we're recording on Riverside right now. And I know Riverside has an AI tool built in now where it automatically can pull out a clip. I don't think we've used that, but it's a good starting point. I started looking at those recently.
You know, I found that specific to professional services and even in the broader B2B landscape, the AI that tries to pull those clips, it doesn't do a good job. Even just like, you know, generating content from ChatGPT, Riverside, if you ask it to pick clips or do the AI clips, you might get lucky.
Right.
But what I found is that selecting the clips that you choose to use for social media is very, very important because you want to pick the clips that either leave a cliffhanger and kind of tease the listener to want to listen to more, or you capture a very salient point that you want to make. And so I found that the more intentional you are with selecting those clips, the more impactful they are when you use them in your marketing.
Yeah, I've seen that recently. I've been a guest on a lot of podcasts and they've been doing exactly what you say. And I'll look at the clip and I go, wow, I said that? That was pretty insightful. I don't remember saying that, but they picked a good one to use in that marketing. So I don't know how they figure it out, but or maybe they're using AI to put words in my mouth that I didn't say. I don't know.
You know what? I've seen that's a scary thing. I've seen that where you could just record, I think it's like a 30-second clip of yourself, and then there are AI tools that can take that and it can, you can just type up a script and it'll appear as if you're speaking. And that's kind of scary stuff. If you look close enough, you can see the mouth kind of like moving and it's really weird and artificial looking.
We've had a lot of companies reaching out to us lately that want to sponsor the podcast. And so we're like, okay, we've never done this. It's always been sponsored by Trimerit. We spend a lot of money on the podcast, so it's like, you know what, I don't feel like there's a conflict there if we did, for most of the companies it would sponsor, but our producer did exactly what you just said. he took me talking on the podcast and was able to just use the voice from the podcast and write a script. And it was me talking this, and we didn't use it. We haven't done it. We're gonna do all. If we do any ads, it'll be live. I'll read the ads. But he did this just to show what it would be like. And I'm like, well, that's me talking, but that I didn't never said that. And the AI was really pretty good. And he said I didn't even dial this in. I mean, he said I can get this where you probably won't even be able to tell the difference. I could tell that it wasn't my, you know, my passion or my inflections, but it was my voice for sure. It was crazy.
Well, Randy, I know that we kind of got off topic a little yeah, bit.
I do that to us sometimes. Sorry.
You know, it's totally fine because everyone's interested in AI and all the different use cases. And there's still so many questions to be answered about that. But going back to the unique CPA and thinking about that show and reflecting on the last 4 years, you mentioned that without the podcast, you wouldn't be named one of the 100 most influential people in accounting. I guess, like, can you elaborate or expand on the impact that hosting the podcast has had on your career?
Yeah, so 7 years ago, I was managing partner of TriMerit, and I personally, and we won't get into the story, but I personally was struggling mentally from a stroke I had 10 years ago. And so had to make the decision that I couldn't be managing partner anymore. And then it was like, okay, so who am I? What's my identity? Isn't my identity managing partner? It wasn't. I thought it was at the time. And so made that transition to this new role. And, man, it's the fact that I've met, you know, just 180 guests in all the recordings now, that I've seen what people are doing in this profession. I'll give you an example. John Garrett was on the podcast. John Garrett wrote this book called What's Your And? What's Your And talks about, and I've always lived this, but I didn't have a definition for it. John's book talks about the fact that the people you work with or people in general are not their job title. They're their outside of work passions. That's been a passion of mine, but I really didn't know how to explain that in the past. And when John was on there, it just gave me a whole new, like, understanding of why people are so important and why people are more, you know, than just the auditor or the tax preparer. They're the hiker, they're the mountain biker, they're the whatever. And so that has transformed the way I at least talk about things all the time. Another one is, there's so many different people. You know, Kristen Keats was on talking about bringing joy to accounting, and that's just another passion. Let's make this a fun profession. Josh Lance, who unfortunately passed away last year at 40 years old, but the things that he was doing over a 15-year period to build his firm are things that a lot of firms transitioned to in the pandemic, and he was doing already. And just to see all these cool things has, like, built this passion in me that I had for the profession, but not nearly the level. And so it transformed me from this person that was out building the business to, you know, educating on tax credits and incentives to a person that is still wants to see our business do well, but as much I want to see the profession do well and be better and bring more people in and work less, make more, you know, use your passions and all these things that has been strengthened in me because of the podcast for the last 4.5 years. And, oh, man, I honestly, probably 5 years ago, 6 years ago, I didn't know how much longer I'd work. It was just, you know, okay, I'm just not sure I can keep doing this too. I never see stopping now. I mean, I will because it's just, it's not like I don't count the days down till this date when I retire or anything like that. It's just built this passion for the profession in me and I can't, the unique CPA has been awesome for me.
That's incredible to hear that the podcast has rekindled your joy for work and is kind of shaped who you are today. That is incredible. Well, Randy, for folks that are listening to this right now, I encourage them to go and subscribe to the Unique CPA wherever they get their podcasts. if folks want to connect with you and learn more, maybe about the show, maybe about some upcoming episodes, or maybe they want to learn more about TriMerit services, where can they go to find you?
So probably best bet is I'm all over LinkedIn because we have such a good marketing team. So you could look up Randy Crabtree on LinkedIn, but also our website, which is TriMerit.com. And then one other thing that I didn't mention this, but so if I can sidetrack, I know you're wrapping up here, but real quick, in addition to the podcast has now led to a conference that we started last year called Bridging the Gap. And it's an accounting profession podcast, but it's again all about how we be better as a profession. And that, I mean, the way that was received last year from everybody that was in attendance was exceeded my expectations. With there was no way in the world it could ever exceed my expectations, and it did. And it's again because the passion that everybody shows for each other in our profession that came through in that conference. And it just feels like I now get to expand on the Unique CPA with the Bridging the Gap conference again. And I'm
loving it. That's amazing. And is that Bridging the Gap GAAP or is that just GAP?
That's a good question. It's just GAP, but man, I didn't even think about that. I love it.
Feel free to steal that and run with it if you'd like.
All right, awesome.
Well, Randy, it's been great to meet you and to have this conversation, and this has been a ton of fun.
Oh, thank you, John. Right back at you, meeting you and having this conversation. I've had a smile the entire time, so it's been fun.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Podcasting and Professional Services. If you found this episode valuable, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. It really helps. And reach out to me and let me know what you think. I'm always keen on feedback. You can find me on LinkedIn, on Twitter, @John_Tireman, or reach out to me on redcedarmarketing.com. Until next time.